Thanks.
We always tape my talks for the people like Wayne, who's out of town and would like to hear. Good morning, everybody. How are you all? It's a smaller group than we've had, but that's okay, because it's a good group, right? It's a good group of people. Today, I want to talk about something I've been thinking about for a while, and that's habits. If I say that to you, what do you think of? Do you think of maybe the bad habits that we have to fix? I'd like to posit that there are good habits that we should be building in our lives as well. Because just like a bad habit can totally take over how we're doing things, a good habit can put it in the right direction in the way we should go. I think they can help facilitate our lives. They can save time for us if we want them to. There was a study recently done that Americans spend 8 minutes a day looking for their keys. I thought, well, now if I can help you find 40 minutes a week, would you be glad? Maybe you're looking for your shoes or the remote. Boy, if we can figure out ways to save time and do things a little more effectively, wouldn't that be a good habit to be building? I think it allows us, too, to focus on significant work. If we can put some things on autopilot, that we just kind of do them automatically, it's one less thing that we actually have to think about, one less thing we have to focus on. If you finish eating, you quick put your dish in the dishwasher, you just don't have to deal with it ever again. It's almost magical. It's amazing how that works. So to get to autopilot on things that we just don't actually want to spend a lot of time thinking and dreaming about would be a good thing. To be orderly, to be planned, to be regular. These are good things that we want to actually be building into our lives. And good habits, just like bad habits, can add to our lives, to the health we have and the strength that we have for a number of years. Just like a bad habit can subtract from our life, a good habit can add to our life. But how in the world do we do that? How do we build good habits? First off, you got to plan. You got to plan through what you want to do with your life, right? Kind of makes sense. It's not magic. It's not mysterious. But I recently heard someone say, you want to take time every so often and think through what do you want a good day to look like? What do you want a good week to look like? What do you want a good month to look like? What do you want a good year to look like? And what about 10 years? I thought about that. I thought, okay, let me give you an example of what a good life, a good day looks like for me. A good day means I go walk for 30 minutes and I get a dollar on my Fitbit. Glory, hallelujah. Good day for me means I start the day with a quiet time. A good day has a time set for Christian music in the day, just to have that song track going through my mind, and I plan it. Do it right after lunch. I listen a minute to some music and it just kind of resets even how my day is going. A good day for me means I read something every day. If I don't read, boy, I just feel like I've had a terrible day. A good week for me, here's an example, is if I don't take a Sabbath rest. A couple weeks ago, John and I went to a conference, and the conference went Friday, Saturday, all day Sunday. I came back Sunday night, and I thought, I am never going to catch up. I worked all day, and all week I was behind. I thought, now, isn't that mysterious? Take a day of rest, and the rest of the week goes amazingly well. So a good day, a good week for me has a day of rest. A good week for me has time at church. I just think there's something that builds the soul. A good week for me has us sitting under the tree, talking with the kids, just laughing and talking and eating together. That's a good week for me. What does a good week look like for you? A good year for me actually has two vacations in it. I need one in January because I can't stand the snow. So if I don't get away, man, that was a bad year. But to think through, what is it? What is it that we want to accomplish? So think about that and you think of something. For me, it was adding a walk every day. I hadn't done that. I'd wanted to, but you know, I left it till the evening, and then when the evening came, I was just too tired to go. So what I do now is I get up first thing in the morning, throw on yesterday's clothes, run a quick comb through my hair, and go walk for 30 minutes, and then I come back, and you know what? It actually fit in my day amazingly well. Found that if I did it first thing, I actually got it done, and it was something that ended up being relatively easy. Experts say it takes 30 days to build a new habit. You think, oh, yeah, seems pretty easy, doesn't it? I'm going to decide, and I'm just going to do it. But what they say is it's actually an uphill climb. It's a curve that's amazingly steep because we are creatures of habit. And to build a brand new habit takes incredible perseverance and push. So when you decide you're going to do a new habit, you just plan on every day saying, I'm going to grit my teeth and I'm just going to get this done. And eventually, after 30 days, it's almost automatic. It's amazing how that works. So persevere, so eventually you'll get to the point where you have a good habit. Experts also recommend you do one at a time. I recently added 5, and I'm here to tell you that I thought I was going to make myself totally crazy. One of them I added was walking every day, and that ended up being a non-issue. And it's surprisingly how beautiful it is in the morning when the sun is coming up and the colors of the sky. I actually had no idea, because I was normally home reading the paper, which I also like to do. I added green smoothies every morning. Every morning I throw a blender full of greens, and I throw in a protein, and I throw in some juice and a couple pieces of fruit, blend it up, also with some coconut oil, and I have that every morning for breakfast. And I'm here to tell you that that's an easy way to get vegetables in your life. If you have a tough time getting them in, wow, that was easy to do. One of the things Janelle mentioned she added doing was cleaning up her room every evening. It's one of those things that just gives you a brand new start on the day. Everything's kind of picked up. Everything's ready. Maybe a new habit you might want to start is read a book on a regular basis. A recent study just came out, and it said that people who read for 30 minutes a day live 2 years longer. A habit can add to your life. They said it doesn't count to read newspapers or magazines. It has to be a book. And there's something about reading that just rewires the brain. Maybe you're reading a book that teaches you to think a little more deeply, or it's just something that happens. So that might be a goal that you might want to pick up. And maybe if you want to find your keys every morning, put a nail by the door and practice putting your keys on that nail every single day. Habits can be done. Of course, we don't ever want our habits to rule our life. We want to make sure we have the freedom to come out from those. When something comes up, say yes. And an example I came up with that for that was we used to camp a lot as a family. And I don't know if you've ever camped, but it's a messy and a dirty business. And when you come home, you've got all this stuff you have to put away. And you think, oh, just throw it in the corner, I'll deal with it later. What I found worked the most effectively was I had a tub with all the kitchen stuff in it, the plates and the dish towels and the scrubby for the pots and the pans. Anyway, we come home from camping and I'd immediately put that on the kitchen counter, refill the salt shaker and refill the sugar thing and get everything washed, pack that all up. And then if somebody said, let's go camping, wow, we could get out of the house in about 20 minutes. Everything was ready. It was clean. It was done. It was packed. You know, you give the kids the checklist and they'd go fill up the car and we'd be gone. So good habits can give you the freedom to go out and do things that you wouldn't be able to do as readily. So dream, plan, try something new. Thanks so much. Any questions? Let me answer. Yeah, yeah. Questions for that? How do we do this, right? No, sorry. No? Good. Now I'll know how to go to do it. Tell me about a habit you've gained. Thanks, guys.